Di ko na kaya, Lord. Can I call a friend? Nag-message ang isang estudyante sa friend's group chat niya. Please pray, she requests. Lalabas na exam results ko bukas at stress na ako. Isang lalaki ang pumunta sa ospital para mag-donate ng dugo para sa kaibigan na kaka-opera lang. Pagkatapos, bumisita siya sa room kung saan naka-confine ang kanyang kaibigan. Di ko na kaya, ang hirap magkasakit, the man's friend said. Sagot niya, nandito ako para sa'yo, pre. Mag-pray tayo. We all need friends at stressful times. Kahit si Jesus. Of course, Jesus relied on the Father at madalas siyang umakyat sa bundok upang magdasal at kausapin ang kanyang ama. But as someone who was both fully God and fully man, si Jesus ay nakipag-fellowship sa kanyang disciples na tinawag din niyang mga kaibigan. Alam ni Jesus ang dapat na mangyari sa krus at nag-prepare siya physically, mentally, and emotionally. Part of that preparation not only involved plenty of prayer, but also tinawag niya ang kanyang pinaka-close na friends to be by his side. Sabi niya, ako'y puno ng hapis na halos ikamatay ko. Maghintay kayo rito at samahan ninyo ako sa pagpupuyat. How many times have we thought or said something similar to our friends? Dahil pinag-aralan natin ang crucifixion, naiintindihan natin ang spiritual and historical costs. But have we ever thought about the emotional cost to Jesus? Hindi nakakahiya ang maging stressed, mag-alala, o matakot. At lalong hindi nakakahiya na humingi ng emotional support sa ating close or best friends. But whenever we find ourselves feeling bad and asking for help from others, tandaan din natin na mag-pray at sabihin sa Ama, ngunit hindi po ang kalooban ko, kundi ang kalooban ninyo ang mangyari. Let's pray. Panginoon, thank you for the gift of friendship and calling us to fellowship with one another. In Jesus' name, amen. When was the last time na sinamahan mong isa sa iyong best friends na magpuyat at magdasal dahil worried siya? Reach out to a friend today and ask him or her what you can do and what you can pray for. Ako'y puno ng hapis na halos ikamatay ko. Maghintay kayo rito at samahan ninyo ako sa pagpupuyat. Mateo 26 verse 38. God made man a social creature. We cannot go through life alone. We need one another. Make it a point to be a good friend to those close to you. If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast and would like to support the ongoing efforts of this ministry, you can do so by visiting www.cbnasia.org/give or click the heart icon on the Tanglaw app to make a donation. This is Felici Pangilinan Buizan saying, pray with a friend today.